For the very first time, we will be placing limits on carbon pollution from new power plants. So this is the first time this has ever occurred, and it's a very strong recognition that carbon pollution contributes to global climate change, and we need to drive down this pollution in order to be able to fight climate change. About a third of all greenhouse gas pollution comes from fossil fuel power plants, and that's why the EPA made this announcement today.
What about existing plants?
Existing plants will be addressed next year. A little bit of history is 3 months ago, President Obama announced a climate change action plan, and he directed EPA to do two things. First, to do a new regulation to drive down carbon pollution for newly proposed power plants. That's what we announced today. And then this summer, we will announce a new proposal to deal with existing power plants. So we've not gotten to that yet.
Could these changes result in higher bills for ratepayers?
I don't think the changes are necessarily going to result in higher bills for ratepayers. I think it could result in a real shift in investment on the part of the energy industry, where they will be investing in cleaner sources of electricity generation, not only in the fossil fuel arena, but also taking a much more serious look at renewable energy sources like solar and wind. And also, it may get people more serious about energy efficiency. The cheapest power plant is one you don't have to build. And we are looking at the president's plan as a directive to really boost energy efficiency, renewables, and charge ahead on clean energy.
How many new power plants do you expect to come online over the next, say, 5 years? And what kind of power plants will they be? I noticed some of these new regulations involve coal-fired power plants. Do you expect many of these plants to come online soon?
I believe there are proposed new coal-fired power plants around the country, about four right now, none in New York. But we will still see power plants built in the United States. They're just going to have to find a way to reduce carbon emissions or use fuel sources that meet the standards that EPA laid out today. I also want to emphasize that what we announced today is a proposal. It's now out for a public comment period for the next 2 months.
Can you give us some context of what this means? For instance, 1,100 pounds of CO2 per megawatt hour. What does that mean?
Well, it means for the first time there is a limit on the amount of carbon that can come out of smokestacks. Right now, it's uncontrolled. A power plant operator can emit as much carbon as they want. There's no limit on it at all. This is driving down the level, I think, of the existing fleet of coal plants. They're going to, when EPA gets to the existing plants, you know, we don't know exactly what the number is going to be, but, you know, it certainly could be challenging. There is a New York Times article out that compares what the existing fleet is using and how it would comport with new regulations. But I want to emphasize that what we announced today is just for new power plants, not plants that are already operating.
We know some of the environmental effects of these plants. What are some of the health effects that could be reduced because of these new regulations?
Well, I think climate change has a devastating impact on health. A very specific example is in the Hudson Valley, warmer temperatures contribute to the rise of mosquito and tick-borne disease. That's on the minds of a lot of people in the Hudson Valley and something that people are careful about or should be careful about every day. I think a more dramatic example, health-wise, is the impact of Hurricane Sandy. We know that climate change to not cause Hurricane Sandy, but what happens with climate change is seawater gets warmer, and the higher the sea surface temperature, the more intense hurricanes and tropical storms will be. So Sandy was more intense because of climate change. And, you know, the tragedy of Hurricane Sandy was not only 125 people losing their lives, but, you know, the devastation it caused in communities all over New York and New Jersey. The federal government came up with $60 billion to address the devastation of Sandy. That's just one storm in two states. So for people who state that we can't afford to deal with climate change, I would argue we can't afford not to. We already are dealing with health and ecological and economic impacts of climate change, and we really have to get going in driving down carbon pollution, both from power plants and the transportation sector.
These are proposals at this point. What happens now?
Yes, EPA is taking public comments for the next 60 days, and then we will finalize these regulations. And our goal is to have them in effect in about 1 year.